Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 6. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light to the Gentiles. Let's claim the promise. That's what I like to talk about. Let's claim the promise in 1998. Hallelujah. Claim the promise for yours. Oh, you say, Brother Condon, I don't know who he's talking about. There in Isaiah chapter 42 and 6, why he's talking about me and you. If we'll claim the promise. You say, how you know he's talking about me and you? Because the Bible said in a half a dozen places, he's no respecter of persons. It don't matter who he's talking about anywhere in the Bible. If he did it for them, he'll do it for you, Jim Lawson. Amen. It don't matter what promise it is and where you find it. If he did it for them, Oscar Oakley, he'll do it for you. God is no respecter of persons. Every nation that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. He said that to a Gentile Roman centurion on the outside, piling his worship up on the outside, piling his offerings up on the outside, piling his prayers up on the outside, because nobody would let him on the inside. And finally the pile got so high that it got to kind of snowballing and landsliding. It got to tumbling over the wall. And God saw it and sent an angel to Cornelius and said, Cornelius, I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. I've seen your alms. Amen. Send for the preacher. And you know what? They got salvation just like the Jews got on the day of Pentecost. They got the Holy Ghost just like the Jews got on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Oh, God fulfilled his word to them. Just even Peter told it back at the council at Jerusalem. Who was I to withstand God? I baptized them in water because they had received the Holy Ghost just like we did in the beginning. Let's claim the promise of Pentecost in 1998. Huh? Let's claim the promise of power in 1998. Let's claim the promise of the open door in 1998. Let's claim the promise, God's promise, to the Gentiles and the Jews in 1998. Claim the promise. I woke up the other morning, picked up the Bible. Amen. I like to open the Bible at random, see what the Lord has for me. Amen. So I opened it up and there it was. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. Boy, I thought that was special. And I will hold thine hand. I like that, Brother Oakley. Whew, that thrilled my soul, Jim Collins. Amen. Amen. And I picked up a Bible, slight variation in version. Amen. And opened it and see what the Lord would tell me out of that one. And I got exactly the same verse in another version. And you know what? It said the same thing. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thy hand. I said, Lord, you told it to me twice in 5 minutes. I'm going to claim the promise. Hallelujah. Woo! Raise your hand and say, Lord, hold my hand. I'm going to claim the promise. As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Will through this pilgrim land protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh Lord, look down on me. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Raise your hand and let him hold to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I never put the two together. Amen. Until the Lord told me twice, day before yesterday, I will hold thy hand. I'm going to claim the promise. Give the Lord a clap offering this morning. I challenge you this morning to claim the promise. Any promise. Because every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. And I'm trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Praise God. Hey, He's no respecter of persons. Claim the promise. Amen. Be like, amen. I walked into Memphis, Tennessee. I was going to Oral Roberts' meeting, 1954. Amen. I had a 48 Blue Plymouth, and I breezed into Memphis, Tennessee in my 48 Blue Plymouth. I called Old Blue. Amen. And every once in a while, I called it Jordan. Amen. Said, roll, Jordan, roll. Amen. I rolled into Memphis, Tennessee in my 48 Plymouth. Amen. A country hick, a young preacher evangelist going to Oral Roberts' second campaign in Memphis. I was there before I got the Holy Ghost in 1950. Now I'm going back in 1954. Amen. That's when Oral Roberts was going great for God. Doing great things, having the greatest meetings in the country. It was a sight what God was doing through that man of God. Amen. I got into Memphis, Tennessee, and I had some time on my hands, and I had never eaten any Chinese food. Of course, there's a whole lot of other kinds of food I hadn't eaten either, but I hadn't eaten no Chinese food. And so I drove around in Memphis, and I found a Chinese restaurant. And I got in there about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there wasn't a soul in the place when I walked in the door. The whole cafeteria was set with tables with white linen on them, and all the plates and silverware was on the table. I thought, I'm in the wrong place. They're expecting a crowd to come in, and they've already got the place decorated and fixed up for them. And I stood there gawking. And as I stood there clumsily gawking out across that big Chinese restaurant, a Chinese waitress walked up to me, and in her broken English she said, any table here just for you? I sat down. I was the only one in the whole restaurant. I sat down, amen, and ordered the best I knew how. I knew that chow mein was pretty good, and I'd heard that, and so ordered some of that. And she had such an accent when she said, "Tea or coffee?" I didn't know what she said. I said, "What?" And she said, "Tea or coffee?" And finally, it soaked in, you know, that she said, "Tea or coffee?" And so I ordered one. I don't remember what I ordered. Amen. I ordered both of them. I think I said, "Okay." Amen. I think that's what I said. I think I said, "Okay." Amen. Here I was. I had walked in my first Chinese restaurant. It was set fit for kings and queens. And she said, "Any table here just for you." Amen. Here it is, folks. Glory to God. The table is set for kings and queens. Amen. Little poor boys like me can walk in. Amen. Hey, glory to God. My God, you can walk in. Everybody can walk in. The ignorant as others can walk in. Glory to God. And any promise here is just for you. I challenge you to pick a promise and claim it. Now, as long as God's already given it, folks, it is out and active. It's alive. Amen. When God let it out of His mouth, He knew that somebody is liable to claim it. I want you to know the table's set for you. Hallelujah. It's set for you, preacher. It's set for you, layman. It's set for you, men. It's set for you, ladies. It's set for you, young people. Any table here, any promise here, just for you. If that ever soaks in, it'll be a sight what a move of God we have. If that ever soaks in, it'll be a sight what a song we have. Listen to what he said, praise God. He said, "Sing unto the Lord," 10th verse, "a new song." You begin to claim the promises of God. First thing you know, you'll get a new song. Woo, glory. You'll get a new song. Praise God. My. Amen. Brother Larry Petrie called me before Christmas. Brother Larry Petrie is Arlie Petrie's son. Arlie Petrie was healed of cancer while he's up here in Indiana. He's now pastoring down at Williamsburg, Kentucky. Amen. Larry Petrie has been voted the number one songwriter, gospel songwriter, 2 years in a row. Amen. And he walks every day, and he carries with him a tape recorder and plays Highway of Holiness cassettes. In one place, they was asking him who his heroes were, and asked him questions about his life, what he did, what his hobbies were, and who his heroes were. Amen. And he said, "My heroes are men like Havis Crawford and L.L. Collins." Amen. Hey, praise God. You know what makes men of God anything? It's because they claim the promises of God. Hallelujah. One day, stuttering Havis Crawford, praise God, claimed the promise of God. And he told God on his face in the dust and the tears mixed together, "I know I can't preach, God, but I'll stutter for you." And he claimed the promise. One day in Oklahoma City, the power of God was moving. And he asked all his brothers to testify. And asked his daddy to testify. And then they asked him to testify, and his dad stood up for him. And he said, "Now this boy here said he can't talk. But he said he can sing for you." "Okay, have him come and sing." And they had found out that young Havis could sing. Anything he memorized without stuttering. And so he got up and sung the glory down in Oklahoma City. The power of God fell. And he said, I felt such an anointing. I thought to myself, if I'm ever going to preach, I ought to be able to do it now. Yeah. Amen. And he said, I started preaching and didn't stutter. And he said, it so affected me that I passed clear out and came to myself preaching in the middle of the floor. Amen. And he said, God, let me feel that again. Oh, Lord, don't take me clear out of here. Let me hear myself talk plain for once. Praise God. And he said, God, let him do it again. Hallelujah. He claimed the promise. When I first met him, he still couldn't talk to you out of the pulpit very good. It took him so long to say anything. But I observed through the years of Havis claiming the promise. Amen. I saw him get to where he could carry on a conversation just as good as anybody. And all he did was clamp his lips shut once in a while. He was so unique that some preachers, in copying Havis, clamped their lips shut once in a while and tried to do it like Havis. Amen. Hey, you can have your promise too. God's got one just for you. He's got such an anointing for you that little boys in time to come will want to do it just like you do it. Little girls who want to do it just like you do it. Praise God. Hey, hold on to God. Amen. Praise God. Dara Ray wanted a guitar for Christmas, like Brother Collins. And so they got her a guitar, like Brother Collins. How'd I get here? Amen. From the hills of Arkansas, a barefooted hillbilly. Amen. Following Jesus one step at a time. Didn't even have a suit of clothes when God called me to preach. Hey, I'm dressed pretty good this morning, don't you think? Amen. Hey, I didn't get this one at the thrift store. I broke down and went down to Value City and gave $100 for it. Amen. Amen. Hey, what'd you say, Roger? Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, amen. If we'll live for God, it'll be a sight to promises. It'll be able to claim. Amen. Sometimes we need to sow a promise. He said in Malachi 3, bring all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me herewith. And see if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour out on you a blessing that you'll hardly be able to contain. You can sow a promise. Amen. Jesus said in Luke 6:30-something. Amen. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. You want to be blessed? How many like to be blessed financially? Oh, come on. Amen. You ain't going to let the cat out of the bag. Amen. You don't want folks to know that you want to be blessed financially, but you do. You do. You'd get mad if they didn't give you your paycheck down there where you work. Wouldn't you? Amen. Hey, yeah, you want to be blessed. You need to sow a promise. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Sow it, and it'll come back. Amen. And the God that ministers bread to the sower, amen, is able to cause you to abound in every good word and work. Praise God. So you need to sow a promise. And then sometimes we just need to wait on God and reap a promise. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. It came to a hobo. Grandma had an old graphophone and the spring was broken, so we turned it with our finger. Consequently, we turned it too fast. And the man singing on the record sounded like a woman. He was singing fast. We'd turned it too fast with our finger. But this old bum song, he was singing a bum song, and he said there was a man one day, he said he was talking real fast, you know, he's turning it too fast. We didn't know, turn it slower. We just turned it with our finger. Spring was broke. Amen. There's a man one day, said he had some potatoes to dig, and he asked if I wanted to dig them. I said, bring them on over here, and I'll see what I can do. Amen. That's the way a lot of folks are when it comes to reaping a promise. Sometimes God gives us a field, and we got to have the gumption to go dig it. Sometimes God gives us a field, and we got to have the spizzerectum to go and reap it. Hallelujah. Hey, we wait on God for the reaping, and then sometimes we even have to pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest. Let's claim that promise at the highway of holiness. Let's claim such a promise of such a revival and such a move of God and influx of souls that we'd have to pray, God, send us laborers to help us to reap this harvest for God. It may be already there. It may be already up around our ears, and we're just not aware of what a harvest we have. Praise God. We're like sometimes a ship that had been lost at sea, and they'd exhausted their water, and their rations was low, and finally they saw another ship. And they signaled another ship in the old-time way, and Morse code said, we are without water. Give us water. Our rations are exhausted. The ship radioed back and said, you have floated into the Amazon basin. The water is fresh all around you. Amen. Just drop your bucket and drink. Praise God. Woo! We're in it up to our ears sometimes and don't even realize it. We floated into fresh water and we're starving and don't realize that there's plenty. Hey, we waited on God. Let's not be so ignorant as to fail to reap the harvest when the harvest comes. Amen. Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. They did. And they caught so many fish, their nets began to break. They had to summon their friends to come and help them. They were always in competition before. But now they've got such a harvest, such a catch, that they need help and glad to get it. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, they brought that catch to shore. And then Jesus said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Amen. And then last of all, there's plenty of stuff that I need to tell you, but I'm cutting it short. Amen. We need to share a promise. How you do that? I don't even like the word share. I don't hardly ever use it. Amen. So let me share this with you. I'll share this with you. Hogwash. I'm going to give you the whole thing. Share nothing. I'm going to give you all of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't like the word share. Amen. Not at all. There's plenty in the spare. Praise God. Amen. Hey. But I'll simmer down just a little bit to say, share a promise. Give it to somebody else. Preach it. Witness it. Tell it. Show it. Manifest it. Praise God. Let your light shine. Let somebody else shine your light. See your light. Walk in your light. John Payton went to the Hebrides a second time. He'd been a failure, he thought, the first time. He left with only one convert. He gave him his watch. He left with his wife buried on the shore and his little child. Amen. And his one old convert said, you're leaving us. But those that you have left here, he said, we'll meet you in the first resurrection. John Payton couldn't stay away. He went to another island this time. Amen. 20 miles from the first one. When he went to the first one, there was only one soul saved when he left. When he left the second one, there was not one heathen on the island when he left. He won them all to God. Hallelujah. Don't quit. It may look like you've failed and you're trying. He went back. He felt the island always suffered for water in the dry season. They had too much in the wet season. Then in the dry season, They went without water and the whole island suffered. He felt that he should dig a well. The natives didn't know what he was doing. Missy Payton, what are you doing? They called him Missy for missionary. Missy Payton, what are you doing? He said, I'm digging for water. They laughed him to scorn, said, water don't come from down there. Water come from the sky. And so he began to dig. He was able to hire some of the islanders when that well got deep to bale dirt for him. Amen. Finally, at last, he struck fresh water. The islanders were astounded by his well. They figured he'd do like everybody else did, everything else. He'd build a fence around it and wouldn't let them have any of it. He said, no, it's for everybody. Everybody can drink water out of this well. They were awed by how great Missy Payton's God was. They decided they'd dig another well. And so they dug and got nothing but salt water. They tried again and got nothing but salt water. John Payton had dug by direction of God in the only place on the island where there was fresh water. Praise God. Listen tonight, today. God didn't build a fence around his promises. It's not for a few big preachers or any other kind of preachers. It's not for a few gray-headed saints in the church. And they're wonderful. And they're marvelous. Amen. But it's for everybody. Praise God. Share it, children of God. Don't be chintzy about the good things of God. Hey, don't build a fence around the blessing. Hey, just about everything man gets, he builds a fence around, denominational or otherwise. So if you don't get it from me, you ain't got it. Bishop S.C. Johnson. I used to listen to him late night driving across the country. And he said, if you don't do like I say, you're going to hell. Amen. A fellow wrote to him one night. Said, Brother Johnson, I believe just like you do. I baptize just like you do. I preach just exactly like you do. His reply was, you do? He said, where'd you get it? If you didn't get it from me, he said, you ain't got it. Ooh, he's dead now. I wonder where they're going to get it. Amen. Hey, God ain't dead. And his word hasn't died. And we can claim the promise. And nobody can build a fence around and say you can't have it. Stand with me. Father, help your people to claim the promise of God. Help your people, Lord, to enter in and claim the gifts of heaven, I beg in Jesus' name.